Thank you. Ben Mangler's Jill Pike, Rock and Roll Jesus. Everybody messed up because now all of a sudden we're going to have a really fun hour. It's going to be led by a person who's going to tell us how we're all going to die. If that's not fun, I don't know what is. So without further ado,
time now for the most sought-after guest in America. Let's give a warm Young Turks welcome to
Ronald Weinland. Ronald, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
All right, Ronald Weinland.
I didn't enjoy that rousing introduction, apparently.
Well, we're all going to die. I mean, how do you have fun?
Tell him who Ronald is.
He is the author of The Prophesied End Time. It is about the end times and about Armageddon. Is that what we're talking about, Ronald?
Oh, we're talking about end of an age, end of 6,000 years, beginning of a new age, but it doesn't end very well for mankind, obviously.
Why do you think that we've reached the end time?
Well, we're at the end of 6,000 years, and there are going to be some events beginning in the next few months over a period up to about 4 years. And
like the hurricane?
No, that's been around for thousands of years.
Oh, good. I was ready to jump on you for that because your little media advisor here said a hurricane's the sign of the end of the world, and I'd be like, we're having a few more hurricanes.
We've
had this many hurricanes before.
I think he's probably referring to the fact that there are people who say that because of various earthquakes and hurricanes and weather and so forth, that sign of the end of the times, but that's been around with mankind ever since mankind's been here. So.
All right. Ronald, you're with the Church of God, PKG, which is very catchy. What does that stand for, and what is the church about?
Well, the PKG stands for Preparing for the Kingdom of God, and basically my job, what I'm doing right now, and especially with this book, The Prophesied End Time, is to help people to understand what is taking place once it begins, because I know right now as a whole, when people hear some of these things, people have been talking about the end of an age or the end of mankind or the end of the world for as long again as man has been here, but we are at that time. We're at the end of a period of time, 2,000 years since Christ, and he came along 4,000 years after man was put on the earth, and God gave 6,000 years, and that's where we are.
All right, hold up now. That makes a lot of sense to me. But hold on. Where did we get this?
Where did we get 6,000 years?
Well, there's a plan. Throughout the Bible, God reveals that with the very beginning of the creation week, what's called the creation week, when he put man on the earth, he gave 6 days, 7 days, actually a seven-week cycle. But the first 6 days are very much like his plan for 7,000 years. The first 6 days reflect the time that God gave to man to live his own way, to do his own thing in a sense, and then the seventh is God's. It's God's time. It's holy to God. It's the Sabbath.
So which God and which religion are you sponsoring for?
Well, this is the only God. It's the God of Abraham. It's the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. It's
right.
But what, I'm still, and forgive my ignorance, I don't get the 6,000 years. So
the next 1,000 are the years of rest.
Well,
how do we explain? Just give me the chronology. I mean, as quickly.
Well, there's 6,000 years. We're at the end, very end of that. As soon as it's over with.
How do you know we're at the end of it? That's what I want
to
know.
Well, God has given that by inspiration. That's to different ones throughout time. He's told the prophets and so forth at times to go tell his people certain things, to go tell mankind certain things, and the story of man for 6,000 years is that man hasn't listened for 6,000 years, and that's why it ends as badly as it does.
Okay, hold on.
Are you curious why he has 6,000 years down? Because I do believe that the covenant was given over to Abraham or Moses. Wasn't it in something like, I thought it was in 1,000 BCE, though, like in that century, or not decade.
Millennium.
Wait, help me out.
Millennium.
No, again, I don't know what. I just want you to help me out, Ronald, because I don't get what we're saying here. I don't know the biblical language that dictates that we are now at 6,000 years.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
It's a matter of something that God just gives to His prophets, to His ministers.
So
when the
you
time.
No. Hold on, please, for the love of God. Okay, I get that. Where does it say it in the Bible?
Well, It's throughout the Bible. The only problem is religion, especially traditional Christianity, they call Jesus the Christ, but they don't even know what Christ means. They don't even know what a Messiah means.
So you have this information because you're a prophet.
Well, that's right.
Okay.
But again, the only thing that's going to prove these things, just like anything else, is time. except that you don't have a whole lot of time.
How much time do I have left, Ronald?
Well, as far as what's going to take place in the next few months to the next 4 years, things will be happening in an escalating fashion, but they won't be things like hurricanes and earthquakes. They're going to be of a very large scale, just like out there in Los Angeles. CNN has been running a special talking about those crates that come in out there by the thousands, and it's not a matter that they expect the possibilities of a nuclear bomb coming in on those crates. It's just a matter that they believe it is, and it's just a matter of when.
Well, you know, next 4 years, if George Bush wins, that would take 4 years. I'm just saying, you know.
It doesn't matter who's in office. It's going to happen regardless.
Really?
Literature, things we can do to prepare. What would that be?
By the way, we're talking to Ronald Wineland, author of The Prophesied End Time.
Before we do the preparations, I have a question. Is this, you know, is Armageddon coming because we've done so well and God is saving the good people, or, you know, is this kind of like a works equals wages thing and we've effed up and he's punishing us?
Well, he's bringing everything to an end, especially the ways of man, what man has done. For 6,000 years, God has sent different ones to tell people how to live, what to do, and so forth, but nobody has listened as a whole, even traditional.
Who's come since Jesus?
What's that?
What Messiah or right. Representative of God has come since Jesus?
Since Christ, it's only been the church, but there have been very few in the church. Some like to say the church has been into the thousands and millions of people, but it hasn't. Mm-hmm. There have been very few, not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, who have continued on as a part of the church.
But you said that we've sort of, man has ignored
the
God's messengers, the prophets. I'm just curious if there are any. I mean, who is there somebody we should have been paying attention to that we didn't?
Yeah, there was. Herbert W. Armstrong. He lived out there in Pasadena, California. He went around to world leaders. He had one of the largest means of distributing information as far as the truth was concerned about how to live.
What church recognizes him?
What church? He's dead. He died in 1986. But
I know. What church recognized him?
The Worldwide Church of God that he established.
Who else is with the Worldwide Church of God?
Well, that church, in the meantime, has gone off in a totally different direction. Has gone back to traditional Christianity. They've turned away from what was given to them.
Oh, that's a shame. who's in your church? How many people in your church?
It's a scattered group of people. My primary job is going around helping groups that are scattered to prepare for the things that are coming, to understand what's coming, and that's what we're trying to do right now in as quick a fashion as we can to help some.
That makes sense. We don't have a lot of time, four months to 4 years.
Are you bummed out that it's over?
No, I'm not bummed out. I just got a message I have to bring.
Sweet.
Now, since we're led to believe, at least those of us who are religious, and I'm not, that gets a benevolent to God, and why would he take it out on, you know, children who haven't even had a chance to hear this message?
Well, again, it's a part of a process of an entire plan that would take a long time to explain some of that. Some of that information is contained in the book. But, again, as far as what man has done, it's a time we live in. We live at the end of man's time and establishing of God's time of 1,000 years when Jesus Christ is going to come and establish his kingdom on the earth.
So we sort of didn't. Is this then a punishment?
Well, yeah, in a sense it is, yes, because of what's happened, because people have not listened to God, even traditional Christianity has not listened to God. They talk about him, but they don't teach what he taught. They've taught totally different things. They have a different Christ that they picture to mankind, and frankly, God's coming back to set everything straight concerning religion and governments and so forth.
Sure, that makes sense. Ronald Wineland is the author of The Prophesied End Time.
So after he destroys everything, is he going to start over?
He's not going to destroy it. We're doing it to ourselves.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's going to intervene to stop it at the very end, and he's going to actually put an end to certain ones who do come together. That's why they talk about Megiddo or Armageddon, because that's where one of the greatest battles takes place when he returns is because of the armies and stuff that are gathered out of Europe and out of Asia that come together to fight each other
there. Will you, being a prophet, the messenger sort of, will you survive all this?
I have no idea. It depends on what God has planned. He hasn't said.
All right. Now, you keep talking about God's plan.
Have you asked?
Have I asked what?
Whether you'll be... Do you communicate with...
You seem to communicate with him.
Well, it's not a matter of a communication. It's a matter of God's spirit and how he communicates with us as human beings.
All right. Ronald, you keep talking about God's plan. You know, God has planned this out, and that's why we know about him. We're ignoring it at our peril. But why would God plan to create humans and full well knowing that they'll do the wrong thing, and then once they do the wrong thing, watch them destroy each other. And
well, that's a good question. Let me tell you, if you've got the time.
Sure.
Go ahead, fire away.
Okay. Basically, Christianity teaches that when someone dies, they go to either heaven or hell. They have an immortal soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. When man dies, he goes into a grave. The word that's used in the Bible is hell is a Hebrew word, Sheol, and in the Greek it's Hades, and it simply means a hole in the ground. They go back to the dust which we came from.
You're like a shadow of your one self.
Well, you just die, you're dirt. We go back to dirt. And there comes a time, God has a plan, that at the end of that 7,000 years, he is going to resurrect people a second time into physical bodies again, into a different world. And that's what it talks about in Revelation. That's why you don't hear people talking about Revelation chapter 20, because it talks there about Jesus Christ coming. And it specifically talks about a thousand-year reign and rule of his kingdom on the earth. And at the end of that time, it talks about all who have ever lived and died will be resurrected again. And it talks about a second death. Well, how can you have a second death if you don't live twice? And that's what it's talking about. Mankind is going to live again, but not in this world where man has failed miserably. Look at the League of Nations.
Look at the League of Nations?
Yes, look at the League of Nations, United Nations. It's a joke. Mankind can't rule himself. We have too much pride, too much haughtiness between nations. We can't get along. And just watching President Bush today there at the United Nations, it's disheartening the way man is.
I'm going to ask you to explain that, because the League of Nations and the United Nations, you know, many people think there were efforts to sort of bring some peace to the world.
Hasn't done too good a job, has it?
No. You think the United Nations, the League of Nations, were the cause of these?
It just shows that man in his best efforts can't rule himself. He can't govern, especially on a worldwide scale now. This is a worldwide society, a worldwide economy, and man...
All right, hold on. Ronald, you didn't answer the question, though. So why did God plan this cruel little joke out on us?
It's not a cruel little joke. He gave man free moral agency to choose what way of life he wants to live, and man has chosen. That's why the story is throughout Scripture that man continually rejects God. When Jesus Christ came along...
But didn't God plan that out as well?
He gave us free choice. And
but he knew that we would use it to reject him.
Well, he knows what we are like as human beings, but that's what his plan is to help save us from that when he gives
us... But the plan doesn't wind up with us being saved. The plan winds up with a great majority of us dead and burning and in tremendous suffering.
Well, man has suffered for 6,000 years. He's going to be resurrected later on, though, back into life again.
Will we all be resurrected?
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Well, that seems like a fun time.
I'll go then.
That's good. This is the first bit of good news.
Do I have to start believing in something, though, to get resurrected, or even the non-believers get to go up?
Well, when somebody's resurrected and they're all together and standing there and they've been told they've been dead for a certain length of time and they see a different world than what they saw when they died, they're going to be all ears. They're going to be willing to listen for the first time.
It'll be in my mouth then.
We're talking to Ronald Wineland. He's a pastor of the Worldwide Church of God for 12 years and now the pastor of the United Church of God.
No, I'm pastor of the Church of God, PKG, I'm sorry.
Right now, the founder of the Church of God, the PKG, which is preparing for the Kingdom of God. It does sound very hip-hoppy, which I do like.
or like WWF kind of
right.
thing.
Now
here comes the Church of God, PKG! cool.
Are you a wrestling fan, Ronald?
Don't watch it.
No, okay. Do you watch any TV?
Yeah, I watch TV.
What do you watch on TV? What does a guy like you watch?
Well, first thing I watch is the news morning and night, but different programs, maybe they come on at different times.
Throw one out there. Throw an entertainment show.
CSI.
What?
CSI.
Oh, you like CSI?
Oh, that's awesome.
I like CSI, too.
If you only have 4 years to live, you got to be careful about what you watch on TV. Not a lot of time.
Hey,
I hope to live longer than that, but that's another story.
Now, I'm reading from the press release here, and it says, Wineland says that... people may not be accustomed to hearing about modern-day prophets, except for those who are fanatics, loons, and the mentally disturbed. But being a prophet is the role that God has given him. So you understand that many people are going to think you're nuts.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I understand.
Be honest, because God is listening. is there ever a moment when you think, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong?
No, because we're...
Never for a second do you think... The end times have nothing to do with the...
No, and I understand. I understand where you're coming from, because these kind of things have been around, and it's not a job that I candidly have enjoyed getting into in one respect. But there are certain things when you're in it. There's a message in this particular case. It's not a pleasant message, but there's going to come a point in time here somewhere if those of an LA and so forth are able to do some of those things that. People are going to want to know, why is this happening? And that's what this information out there for is. I'm not trying to prove it's happening. I'm not trying to prove to people it's going to happen. I'm just telling people, trying to get the information out there so that when it starts happening, then they can begin to search for it, or if they've already heard about it, to know what to do or how to deal with it.
Sure.
Because we're talking about things of a scale that it's not going to be a matter of guessing or wondering, is this the end of an age, end of time?
It'll be obvious. No, I'm with you. Ronald Wineland is the author of The Prophesied End Time. So, Ronald, you say in about 4 years this will all be done, right? So,
in 4 years, it's going to escalate to a scale that it's not going to be any doubt in anybody's mind. There is a 3.5 period of time that is called the end time, the very end time tribulation before Jesus Christ returns, and that will begin with two individuals who come on the scene who are God's two witnesses, two prophets, and they're going to begin doing things themselves on the same scale that Moses did in Israel. Back in Egypt, before they came out of Egypt. Some of the miracles and so forth that he did in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt, except these two individuals are going to do things far greater, and they're not going to be pleasant things either.
Sure. So this, but by 4 years, it'll be plainly obvious what's happened.
Do you think there's any correlation with the fact that George Bush might win?
No, he said already that it doesn't
matter who wins.
All right, hold on. So, Ronald, if at the end of 5 years from now we are not in Armageddon or the end times, or it's not obvious and nothing dramatic has happened, will you come back on the Young Turks and say, I can't believe how wrong I was. You guys were 100% right. There was no end times. I'm not going to go and do something else, like become a plumber or an accountant.
I'd definitely have to do something. Go building houses or something.
Now,
all right.
So let me, on the same vein, did you know in 1981?
Nope.
That this was going to happen now?
Oh, we knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know the timing. I mean, Mr. Armstrong back in the 1950s was right there when the EU, or the common market at that time, began to be started, because he's always, God gave to him the understanding that 10 nations were going to come out of the common market, and now it's the European Union.
And then why are you guys so worried about countries coming together? That seems to be something that
Because they're prophesied. This country is prophesied at the end time. Europe is prophesied at the end time. There's actually a seventh resurrection of what's called the Holy Roman Empire. The sixth one was Mussolini and Hitler. There's one more to come, and it's just like they're different prophecies. A lot of people don't realize there are a lot of prophecies out here that float around, but they don't realize that they are coinciding together at an end time because of the powers that exist in the world. I'm not talking about physical powers either. There are spirit powers.
Where do Mars and Jupiter fall in?
Right where they are.
Does anything change there? I mean, does God really only have effect on Earth?
Here's where man is, and that's where he put us, and this is where he's working.
Did your mentor, or your, I don't know if he was your mentor, this Armstrong fella, was he wrong about a specific date? Did he think that like 1957 was the beginning of the end?
They thought that maybe in the 70s time was coming in closely because of what was happening in Europe. Yes, there was some talk about some things happening in the 70s because Europe was coming together so quickly, but then it began to dissipate, and he began to let people know that that wasn't it. But he wasn't a prophet. He was an apostle, He led people into what was true and what was right.
You can't listen to an apostle. He doesn't know what he's talking about. You've got to wait for a prophet.
They have different jobs. They have different jobs.
So, let me ask you one other question. You live with your family outside of Toledo, Ohio. Is that right?
That's correct.
Family in Toledo.
Ohio is a big swing state. Are most of your supporters Kerry guys or Bush guys?
I don't get involved in politics, to be honest with you.
Are you going to vote?
Nope.
It doesn't really matter.
Why would it matter, Ben?
Why wouldn't you vote, just out of curiosity?
Well, first of all, I don't get involved in politics because politics by its very nature is one of the things that is going to eventually be done away with. Politics and lying, commandments of God, they don't go together too well.
Right, I hear you.
Somewhere you've got to compromise.
All right, so last question for you, Ron. Ronald Wineland is the author of The Prophesied End Time that tells you all about this. Basically, the guy who's, I like to say on the show every once in a while, it's time to panic. I mean, Ronald has made that an art form. So how do we panic, Ronald? What do we do? Tuna? Water? What are we looking at? How do we prepare?
You won't start doing any kind of preparing until you probably see things starting to happen. Then you're going to start worrying.
Sure.
And then you're going to start wanting answers. And that's going to have an attitude of mind change in people. That's what God's getting ready to do, is humble mankind. And it's the age-old story. It's a matter of repenting and turning to God.
I got to tell you, this every time I hear guys like you talk about God, God is not a guy that I'm interested in because he seems mean, vindictive, cruel, Hitler-like.
I understand how it can come across because of where we are in time, but that's
You're going to say he's going to send two messengers down here to Earth, and it's not going to be pretty.
No, he's not. It's not because of what man has done. Man has refused to listen to God for 6,000 years.
Let me ask you one other question. I want to
You know what, though? The Germans, they refused to, some of the German citizens refused to listen to Hitler. And so Hitler had to do what he had to do. I mean, what kind of a parent does it? Could you imagine if you're a parent, Ronald, and your kids don't listen to you, and then you take their heads and you smash them together, and you go, hey, you didn't listen. You didn't listen. I told you to listen.
Well, that's a lot of misunderstanding there about God, obviously, and a lot of that you've got from traditional Christianity, frankly.
Right. Well, let me ask you this final question, if I could, my final question anyway, Ronald. It's that you're a prophet, right?
That's right.
Are there any other prophets out there?
Not at this time.
Well, I'm talking about guys who claim to be prophets.
Oh, there are thousands of prophets, just like there are thousands of churches and so forth.
So you hear a guy says he's a prophet, and you're like, you are not a prophet. That guy's full of crap. But don't you think, is it possible they're saying that about you?
Oh, absolutely. I know that. Probably most people listening right now are.
But you're the actual prophet.
Well, that's why I'm telling you in this book, and what I'm telling you today is that the proof is in the timing.
Is there a possibility that I could be a prophet, but I just haven't been getting the messages?
Nope.
Well, that was very clear.
I
like
that.
That
was good. I did like that.
Right. You want a quick answer? That was it.
Ronald Weinblatt is the author of the Prophecies End Time. Where can you pick up this book?
You can go to bookstores and pick it up. If they don't have it on the shelf, they can order it. But you can also go to the-end.com or the-end.com is a better way of saying it, I guess.
I mean, also, if they see it in the books, well, I was going to tell them, they could just steal it.
Oh, a matter of fact, anybody that wants, just mentioned that they've heard it on this station, we'll give it to them free.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay.
Go to the-end.com and we'll give it to you free.
We're pushing end time literature.
That's right.
All right, Ronald, God bless. Go forward. And if you're right, please come get us.
Okay, we'll call back.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem.
Bye.